This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I'm driving around. It's my turn to drive the Lincoln lawyer today, but he's in court, but he's like, keep it running, you know, just like keep it moving, keep doing laps, because I might need to get out of here real fast. So he's like, maybe he's going to need to run out of court.
Sorry, start over.
No, I'm not going to start over.
No. I really want to hear this.
What, I thought it was something
I
you
was,
would like.
No,
you,
I was you listening. Like, I was listening.
It's, I'm not. I will not start over.
Well, I was listening. You had to go to court.
Doesn't matter. The Lincoln lawyer stuff doesn't even matter. It doesn't, like, that's unrelated.
No, that sounds really interesting.
I know.
That sounds,
I thought
that
you would
does
like
sound
it.
Like
not,
it matters.
I'm not going to.
No, that sounds really interesting.
It doesn't matter because I'm driving around and I see a new restaurant that's opening.
Yo.
And it says we're open today. And I look at this and it says Italian McDonald's. And I'm like, well, this sounds really interesting. I know in like other places I've tried the, you know, you go to different countries and they have like interesting new McDonald's. And so I'm like, yes. Oh, they have Italian McDonald's here now near the court.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pull in, I get the drive through and I get, they say, what I was like, what do you have? And they say, we have burger lasagna. I'm like, okay, that's kind of.
But it should be McBurger, McLasagna.
It's not. There's none of that. I guess that's the Italian aspect is not acknowledging the Irish stuff. So they get that.
That's
so that's
pissing
gone.
Me off. That's pissing me off. This is getting me pissed off. One thing I will say, you notice how Americans are like saying everyone who comes here has to adapt to our culture, and then we'll go overseas and eat at a fucking McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. And they eat there too.
And they eat there. Okay.
Okay.
Let me say this too. McTallion McDonald's, fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, do that. But you better leave the prefix or you're dealing with me.
And I'm just calling it that because the signage was, but it was called Italian Donald's.
Italian Donald's.
So they just like they got rid of that, all the Irish stuff entirely. So the place was called Italian Donald's. It was very clearly
now they're dealing with me.
A McDonald's. Okay. So I wait a really, really, really long time.
Chicken Parmesan McNuggets.
They didn't have that. They only had burger lasagna.
Only one item?
Yes. And so I get to and it's possible they were only selling this one.
Any drinks?
It took so long.
Oh.
It came out in a they had wine.
They had red
They had burger lasagna and red wine. And so
they had Red Bull and red wine.
And so I get to the thing and they pass me a big casserole tray full of burger lasagna, which is when I was sort of like forced to think about this. A Big Mac is basically lasagna, but this was just like a huge bun layer.
Wait. Let me process
meat
this.
Layer.
Hang
cheese
on.
Cheese layer.
Big Mac is big is lasagna. The bread's the pasta?
The bread's the pasta, yes. And the meat's the meat and the cheese is the cheese and everything else is what it is.
Son of a
but
bitch,
this
they
is like
really
flat,
did do it all.
This is like flat and like square shaped, but it is just like a big and but it's in this like huge, heavy casserole tray. And I'm supposed to like pick up the Lincoln lawyer like any minute now. And he has to like run. He's going to have to run out of court. He's going to have to escape court because what he's going to do is going to make the judge so mad. And so this is what I'm dealing with. I have to eat this entire burger with lasagna because before the Lincoln lawyer.
I missed a lot of the Lincoln lawyer stuff at the beginning because you refused to go.
But you're caught. No, well, now you're caught up.
Tell me when I'm caught up.
And so that's where I'm at. I drove off. And so I still have the Lincoln. I got so freaked out. I threw out the food and just like ran off with.
That's really dangerous for Mickey.
For who? Is that the Lincoln
lawyer's
name? The Lincoln
lawyer's name is Mickey.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
You're driving for him and you don't know that?
It was my first
day. He asked you to call him the Lincoln lawyer?
This is the we didn't like. It was really, really short. He was just like, "Get ready because I'm gonna have to run out of court. The judge is gonna be chasing me out of court
with a gavel, like swinging the gavel, around.
Swing and get hit him with the gavel."
Oh my god!
Because of what he was gonna do in there.
Oh no!
And so I worry that he ran out, was being chased out of court, and the judge is gonna hit him, and he was gonna like jump in the car, and he just jumped, and there was no. Car.
Mm.
So maybe he just jumped into
jumped
a trash
in
can or something.
Or into the sewer. He might have jumped into the sewer grate.
Okay.
And then Pennywise got him.
Yeah.
If Pennywise has the Lincoln lawyer right now, good gracious. That's so bad for us.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Hollywood and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Line.
Linebacker
hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Bridger Winegar here today.
Weiniger.
Weiniger.
I'm trying to be better about correcting people's pronunciation of my last name.
Poor
I haven't done it for about
Bridger,
10 years.
Weiniger.
Bridger.
I'm for myself here.
Okay.
Whiny.
Whiny.
Gar.
Gar. That's close. It's very close.
Very, very, and we're finding very extremely precise, a little like picky, perhaps to a fault, about how people interact with him. We've heard this. We knew this about
I have
Bridger.
Standards.
This we were warned about.
Yes, we heard.
Let's talk about the process of booking Bridger because it has been something of a journey.
It's, I think, been a year long.
Yes. Well, initially, also, I had told Kevin, I had said, you know, we need something hot. We need something fresh. We need a big splashy thing. Can you get me one of these Bridgerton guys? Because that show, everyone is fucking and it's a different time. And I'm going like, time fucking, like, this is like so cool. Like, let's get some of these hotties here on the show. Mm-hmm. And he's going, Yeah, I'll do it. But I can tell he's not listening. Mm-hmm. And I go, what did I just say? And he went, Bridger. And I was like, okay. I didn't want to press at that time also because he was like, he was doing me a favor regarding something else. Documents. Well, I'll go into it. I made Kevin do my 23andMe for me. So he, it's his spit, and he answered all the health questionnaires because I was like too nervous of what they were going to say. Just I'm afraid if I'm like genetically predisposed to like any like skin conditions or anything, I just don't really want to know. But I didn't also want to miss out on the experience of getting your genetic DNA results from a company that I'm sure will use them ethically. So I did have Kevin do it, and I was like, this is a pretty big ask. It's a little bit outside the realm of his job. So now I'm going to, like, hammer his ass, gavel his ass, like the judge did to the Lincoln lawyer on this Bridgerton thing. It seemed like he got it. Then he came back with you.
Right.
Not that you're not a handsome man, but, you know, some of these Bridgerton cats.
Look, ooh-wee. I went out for Bridgerton.
Okay, this is a story. This is what we do on the show. Tell me the story.
Right. Well, look, there were multiple roles I was right for. And so, you know, I pushed, I was on the breakdowns. I was seeing all of Hottie, good looking yeah. guy. I got in touch with my manager and said, I want to go out for all of these. I'm happy to do the tape myself. And, you know.
Who's our manager? We might know them.
I'm not going to say my manager's name on here. I had to let him go after the situation. But, you know, I went out for Bridgerton, and I think that maybe
But that's tea. Mm-hmm. If this is a manager who got fired after they mishandled your Bridgerton audition,
yes.
That's tea.
That is tea.
That, we got to have that. Our listeners are thirsty.
Spicy tea.
Mm-hmm. Messy tea. Mm-hmm.
Spicy tea everywhere. In my eyes.
Look, we parted ways.
Wow.
I also didn't get any of the roles.
No.
But look, Bridgerton,
I guess I knew that.
And at the very least, you should have been getting like 3 or 4 of the roles.
You don't have
to get all of them. Imagine you have to get you all of them.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. And other people should have some roles, but it's like to not get even 3 or 4.
You start to wonder what this is about my talent. But also,
I didn't wonder that for a second.
Well, I've had a year to think about it.
Wow.
And but the show's, I think it just got re-upped for 3 more seasons. There are going to be other opportunities.
Oh, but that's and to have been involved at the very beginning, now that's like golden handcuffs.
Right.
Which is like, now that's like a hassle. By this point, you'd be like, you'd be saying to your manager, like, get me gone from this show.
Excuse me,
I'm doing
manager?
Too many parts.
I'm running
stupid.
The show.
Who exactly do I have to give a back rub to get out of this goddamned contract, manager? Excuse me, can you tell me? Make the call.
Right. And by season 3, the show has really driven off a cliff, and I'm just embarrassing myself weekly on Netflix, and so. I'm going to be able to pop in and out.
Well, it's Riverdale all over again. You were on this,
Thank you. Riverdale was hell for me.
So talk about this. This is what we do on the show.
I come in season 3. Mm-hmm. Season 3, I'm playing a hot 20-something, and we all know the show takes place in a high school, so my character is... The logic there is beyond, and I did that for 6 seasons.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
No, the whole time you're going like, is anybody going to point this out? Like,
why is only your character aging like with the show and everyone else
I'm saying my age in every scene. No one else is acknowledging it.
I storm into the room. I'm 31. I think the writers had it out for me. I'm suddenly the town pervert. And it didn't, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not explicitly stated, but that is what I read into it, where they go like, hold on a second. You go, hang on. Now, as a 31-year-old, I can't believe that you are reneging on my prom proposal.
And just the idea of having this character be like a hot pervert.
Right?
Was like, and I guess that's...
We're not ready.
That's a different direction, but yeah, I don't think we're ready for that. We need like these little sniveling perverts.
We really need less nuance still in the pervert conversation right now. Yes. Let's nail down exactly where the lines are on perverts, and then we can deal with a hot pervert and whether we can carve out any exceptions for them.
Right. When I went out for Riverdale, I read hunched over pervert. That was the character description, and I was fine with that. You know, kind of pale, meek pervert.
Yeah. An opportunity to act. It's an opportunity to act and to flex your acting muscles. This is what we train for.
And then suddenly you're under the neon lights of Riverdale, and you're the hottest pervert, and you're 31. You're going to the dance with these high schoolers, and
you're scoring the winning touchdown in the football game. and you're saying this shouldn't be allowed.
But America embraced it. The CW loved it. That led into some of the, the DC Universe shows. I was on The Flash. I was also 31 there.
Oh, the whole Berlantiverse. So you're just setting up shop in Vancouver.
Right.
You're building like a small village.
I had already bought a house. That was prior to these roles. So,
oh, wow.
It's like I've got to find a way to get into Vancouver.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with you not being able to schedule our show. Why?
Yeah, was that? That's why you were.
I was in Vancouver and I didn't have a Wi-Fi signal.
Okay.
Bought the house, but forgot the Wi-Fi.
Right.
The pandemic. Yeah.
Pandemic has been logistically challenging, huh?
Well, I had a flight to LA. I think it was March 11th to do this show.
Oh, wow.
From Vancouver. I was going to stop over for the weekend.
Oh, March 11th.
And then I don't have to tell you two what the last year has been.
Yeah.
311. Right?
Yeah. I remember. I was.
So you just been stuck on a little seaplane.
Just.
That whole time.
I was basically you with the Lincoln Lawyer, you know, just circling the United States.
Oh, no.
Not able to get tested.
No,
it was like kind of a wild
card.
So you
probably got it.
Oh, I had it.
It's just like breeding in that very small seaplane environment. It's probably getting very strong.
Talk about
one of the worst places to have it is on a seaplane. Yeah. And that Fauci said that.
Fauci addressed me specifically.
And Bridger, big ups to Bridger.
Loved him in the Flash.
So, Kevin, you did it. You brought it home. This is a big day for Kevin. We're very happy for Kevin.
I think we all need to thank Kevin.
Kevin kicks ass.
Right?
Kevin gets it done.
Right.
And today we have Bridger from I Said No Gifts. He's doing I Said No Gifts. He's doing it on the network.
This show you do. Go ahead.
It's called Exactly Right.
Yeah. That's the network?
My Favorite Murder, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And they told
the one, the list of one that we've all become so familiar with when we mention our podcast network.
Yes.
My Favorite Murder, et cetera.
Exactly right. What do you want me to say about it?
And what?
I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say. There's
I have to
no
be very
pressure
careful.
Here. You could sit there and not talk for the rest of the show if you want.
That's my
no
plan.
One is forcing you to do anything.
When
so
there's more than
don't...
one straight man talking, I just let them talk until they're done. They say everything
Thank
possible.
You. We
I wait.
Love talking.
That
five
is
minutes of
my
silence.
Preference.
Then I'll say something.
Yes.
But I want you two to be comfortable.
I need the space.
Right.
I mean, conversationally on this podcast, I'm manspreading. Okay? I'm taking up the whole damn subway bench.
Thank you.
This is what I'm used to. I cannot reform in a single day. Give me time. I appreciate that.
Kevin, you were there, like... And you must remember exactly what you were doing when My Favorite Murder announced that they were leaving Earwolf and forming their own network.
Mm-hmm.
What was that day like? What were some of the reactions? I mean, like...
The sky is falling, eh? You know,
right?
Who was our Chicken Little?
Yeah.
Right?
It was someone's birthday where we spent $1,400 on their lunch.
Oh, no. A big lunch and nobody's hungry anymore.
Oh, couldn't
it's the burger lasagna
bite.
All over.
They threw
Untouched.
It out like the burger lasagna.
Over the balcony.
No. They threw it off the
15
building.
Gallons of burger lasagna sitting untouched in the Earwolf kitchen.
Gallons.
It's
buckets of burger lasagna.
Yeah.
It's in those big Gatorade coolers. And you're supposed to just hit the spout and fill up a mug of
cup.
Burger lasagna. Yeah.
This was a classic thing in Earwolf, and I suppose many other offices as well, where when we would show up on Saturday, there would be no one there, but the week's food would be available
Scraps.
Still to be eaten. And I would look at it and be like, well, I know that this is the kind of food I like, but I don't know if I want to eat this food. This food has just been here for so long. There's always like a quarter of it left.
Mm-hmm. This food
kind of
was
food
rejected for
here?
Some reason.
This is the Earwolf food.
Yeah, but like, what are they ordering? It's and putting in the fridge.
It'd be like pretzels. It would be like Wetzel's pretzels or something. Nothing in the fridge.
Oh,
sweet.
No, it's sitting out on the counter and it's been there.
Just lying on the counter.
Yes,
it's been there.
It's lying there. It's not sitting.
And you know that the office has also had like a lot of dogs come and go, and like they haven't wanted it. And you're going like, well, they're sense of smell is so keen. Like, have they acutely detected something off here? Because there'd be a bunch of muffins or there'd be some kind of sandwich. And you'd go, okay, but no. But I am hungry.
So Bridger's doing the show. And what's happening? You're just getting, like, you're getting gifts. This is what's happening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is,
nice.
I mean, you
gifts.
Are getting them, right? Yeah.
I think
so.
I've
let's just get into it. Let's just, like, talk about it.
50 gifts you're or something.
50 gifts. And so he's actually flaunting the number of gifts that he's gotten.
I have an idea for a device for your show.
What?
Is that you rate the gifts that you get on some kind of scale, and that the scale is known as the Bridgerator.
That's a great idea, actually. I mean, do I do it in front of the guest? Or do I do last week's in front of the new guest? You know, I don't.
Oh,
know,
I like
some
that
people
idea.
Are,
that's cool. Yes, that you rate last week's gift for the new guest, so that the other person has to listen and see how they did. That's guaranteed listen, and it's kind of mean. You
right,
can
they
be
can't
more
defend
mean
themselves.
You can be more free to go, like, this gift really wasn't very good.
Yeah, I can't to someone's face tell them that they're a six, but the next episode, I'm happy to give somebody a three.
And you go, this gift is spoiled. I'm actually going to take it out of the refrigerator and put it in the trash.
Now, I made an Instagram video.
The wine of garbage. Sorry.
I did do an Instagram video of after, like, at the year anniversary that I burned all the gifts, but of course didn't actually burn them, and got a lot of negative feedback from people saying, why would you burn all these gifts? I'm disgusted with you.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe the feedback I got about it.
Especially in this, with the pandemic and the seaplane and everything.
Yeah.
You just, people surprise you with, some people I just think.
So what you're saying is somebody online was
not just
taking
somebody,
something literally.
People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a group of people were taking something literally that was meant to be a little bit tongue in cheek.
Something that was very obviously not real.
This just doesn't check
it.
Out. I'm sorry, Bridger.
I know,
like,
the internet
you.
Usually is a little
I can't
head.
See that happening. Without all the information, I feel like you're leaving something out, because my experience with online communities is they are actually really accepting of a mild level of irony.
Well, look, up until a week ago, that was my experience as well. And so this really came out of the blue for me. It's a whole new side to the internet. And I'm learning it can be a darker place than I'm used to.
I, in fact, find that very inspiring and uplifting and upworthy and Viral Nova as well. Because imagine if people were writing in and they were believing it, but instead they were saying good or burn more gifts.
Well, I had those too.
You did. You had people saying good. We hate the gifts.
That
it.
Is sick.
Right. Oh, there's the. God. I have a large sick. Part of my audience is just people who hate gifts in general.
Oh, so they're tuning into your show, sick. Being like, okay, well, this is a safe place for me.
Right.
There will
be
no gifts
him,
on this show.
Destroying gifts and
ew.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Sick.
So you have revealed that you have 50 gifts and you kept all the gifts and you have all of them, which is interesting for us. And I am speaking for a lot of other shows here. There's so many podcasts that are like, we talk about this and we're like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
Like, he's
this
hogging a hugely problematic number of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So many times people have come on the show and be like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. I was going to bring you guys a gift, but then I had to do Bridger's show. And right. And I was like, oh, I forgot. Oh, I have to give him this. He's going to, like, absolutely just go, like, go really mad, crazy if I don't give him this gift.
In our booking, I say, if you have any interest in doing Hollywood Handbook, you do my show first. We don't get the sloppy seconds from Handbook.
Okay.
I get
thank
gifts.
You. Yeah. Thank you for admitting that, because we suspected that.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's such a rich get richer thing where the guy's on Riverdale. He's playing the hot, creepy pervert. The guy's almost locked in for a 3-season run on Bridgerton. And then gifts too, when we're not getting anything, that's problematic. Excuse me. This white bitch has 50 gifts? That shouldn't be. I'm sorry. I calls him like I sees him. This cannot stand. So I think the answer is to split up the gifts, is to split the gifts with us. And what we'll do today is we'll go through some of the gifts and we'll say, okay, you keep it now, Sherry O'Terry. You keep it now. And also, I keep it now, Sherry O'Terry. So, so we will say that. And so let's talk about some of the gifts. And maybe we could do a little bridgerating while we're there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could
some
do
bridgeration.
This could be the start of the bridgeration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
or and really some of them, if neither one of us want them, right in the wine of garbage.
And so we start with, who's the most famous person you've ever had on the show?
Emma Thompson.
Bah.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson.
That's really
Emma
famous.
Thompson. Ooh, yes. Emma Thompson. Yes. Okay.
Heard
She's,
of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the, she was mean to Mindy Kaling.
Everyone's
sort of
to
made
Mindy
her
Kaling.
Made her bones. People are like, wow, this actress is really quite something. I mean, like,
yes,
I know she's being mean, but my understanding is that she's not mean in real life.
And she's like, yeah, she's really mean to Mindy. She's all over that Mike Nichols book.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get enough. I kept checking the cover. Is this an Emma Thompson book? Because what the fuck? She's in it too much. Not her fault, I guess. I'm glad he did not. A great man and great artist. I'm glad he did not live long enough to see her be mean to Mindy Kaling, because I do not think he would have been able to stomach.
Most of us were barely able to stomach it. It's tough.
What did she get you?
She got me Scottish candy. She various Scottish candies, tea cakes, and
Scottish
something
fish.
Called yeah, different type of Swedish fish. Yes, they're
Scottish fish.
Scottish
right,
fish.
Right.
Scottish fish.
These ones yes. are blue.
Ooh!
Can't tell you anything else about them.
Okay.
But yeah, she got me various marshmallow type candies.
Okay. Is that because she thinks that, like, Nanny McPhee is Scottish or something?
That's what she thinks, and I begged her to reconsider on the
okay.
podcast.
I think she,
most of
yeah.
our conversation.
Please rethink this.
It's
Look,
not
we
too
haven't
late.
Published anything yet.
Ugh.
You can recant. The public loves a comeback story.
Okay, and you ate them or you still have them?
I ate them. This was in June. So
you ate them all. You didn't save one of the candies.
They would have expired.
This was in June. Okay, sorry. Say no more. It was June.
This was
we were all eating June. Candy in June. If we saw candy, boy, I mean,
we all remember June.
Yes,
I barely do. I was so high on candy.
Right, you were just loaded with sugar.
I had a sugar blackout from all the candy. So I don't really remember June very well, but it's a perfectly fine excuse. So that one, I mean, effectively, we'll put the ghost of the candy into the wine of garbage because neither of us yeah. is going to get it. If it
yeah,
had gone that's... in the refrigerator, it'd still be good.
Right. A nice refrigerated marshmallow.
You didn't save a wrapper or anything?
No.
It's like a huge experience. I mean, it's like Emma Thompson, you're like growing up and like...
You said she's the most famous guest you've
big
had.
Big star. She's yeah. Agent O.
Look.
In Men in Black 3 and International.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agent O.
This
I still have Hayes and I both we each have half of the swizzle stick that John Hamm used to mix his old fashioned when we were
mm-hmm.
when we were in studio with him last year. So I think it's polite to have a keepsake when you have a big guest like that.
So you two split time with the swizzle stick or
But we broke it in half.
Oh, okay, sure, of course.
It was actually already broken. He like mixed really hard. It was like he was like mad.
It was
at the
already
drink.
Almost all the way broken.
Just
yeah.
splashing himself.
It was hanging by a fucking thread, man. This swizzle stick had been through it, rode hard and put away wet. I'll tell you, it was really in bad shape. But
well,
I still have
Mad
it.
Men for years. I mean, he's out of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. don't bring that up with him, man.
And but that's a screen thing too. I actually think like on screen for it to read when you're mixing it to like swizzle it, you actually have to do it like so hard.
It's like pointing with two fingers instead of one, you know, it just creates a stronger picture. And so I think that, you have to stir it so hard just for it to look like normal stirring.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've heard Mad Men was filmed in half speed.
Yes.
You know, you do.
And from really far away.
Right.
The cameras were down the block. Yeah.
And all the drinks are like very, they have to be like very thick. They have to like reduce them. It's soup. What they're drinking on Mad Men is soup.
It's a chowder. Like a because you can't, you don't want it to spill like every time they tilt the glass. So you need it to be more viscous and like stick to the edge of the tumbler a little.
Yeah, right. It's not an old fat. It's like a Manhattan clam chowder with sand. that they drink, and they would drink the whole thing
Every time.
And there's like peas and carrots in it and stuff. There's like a bunch of it's a stew. I mean, it is a stew.
Well, that explains why everyone in the show has things in their teeth. You know, you just
little clams and
clams, kind of just dripping down their chins, this kind of thing.
But it's period accurate too. I mean, they just didn't have the like little floss picks and stuff back then that we had.
Well, it was the swinging 60s. So, which the show I think really nailed.
So when when he came in and he was like, please have my old fashioned ready, and we're like, sure, like absolutely, like John Hamm. And he takes a sip and he was like, he actually really kept it under control.
No, he did.
He was like, this is very cold.
Yeah.
This is it's very under seasoned. It's not salty at all.
Yeah. Why is this not boiling hot?
Yes.
Yeah. Why isn't it hot? And he's poking around.
There's no corn.
He's moving the ice cubes out of the way. And he's going, I haven't found a single boiled potato.
I should be able to chew this.
Yeah. So he was frustrated, to be sure. Mm-hmm. But he played it pretty cool. And we got, I think, a really strong episode out of it. I don't know if it's better than your Emma Thompson episode.
Has he done your show?
He did yours first. He's reached out. Yeah. Said,
oh,
John,
got it.
Love you.
Yes.
No, I just flat no. Wow. Which is, you know, that's, I mean, when I'm new to the game, you're going to take these hits, you know.
Yeah.
I've been doing this podcast for a year. You guys have been doing it for 15, 20. You've harvested the fields that I'm kind of now just picking over.
Okay.
But I got to Emma.
Who's the second most famous?
It's going to hurt somebody's feelings. Yeah.
Probably Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow. Come on. What?
But Jimmy, I think he's in a couple of weeks, so
he hasn't come out yet.
He's not. No. We've recorded, but you know, we've got
anything
could
happen.
Backlog.
Though
anything could happen. Mm. He could recant.
So, but you can't tell us what his gift is, huh?
You can tell us. Well,
gift.
Well, you can tell us little like some hints around it.
He gave me
this will be fun.
Hints three. Give us hints three, please.
Let's see. It's round.
Okay. I know what this is.
It came in a kind of a cube box.
It's
round, inside. I
leftover
know what this is.
Basketball from the Karl Malone impression. He doesn't do anymore.
It's not from that. And it's you know, something I will never use.
Wow.
Okay.
So those are some things that listeners can kind of get excited
soap.
About.
Round? Did you say soap?
Yeah.
Soap.
I agree. I think it's round soap.
It's round soap.
A beautiful bar of hand soap, which I won't be using.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And this is the myth. People say like, the way people are so stupid about like washing their hair, which you're not supposed to do. You are also not supposed to use soap, or in fact, like
no.
Take a shower at all. You're not supposed to be doing that.
If the last year has taught us anything,
Yeah. It's a round gift. Hang on. It's a round gift that comes in a square package and you refuse to use it. It's a fucking condom, dude.
Of course. Everybody knows that about me. I violently refuse.
Come on, man. Yeah.
If anyone even brings up the concept, I freak out. I mean, the fact that I'm sitting here calmly and you've brought up a condom, it's
no, I'm
miracle.
And violently, like it's not
it was
violent.
A setup.
He's not just to, like everyone knows this about Bridger. He's not violent like with his partner or anything. He's
no,
violent.
No.
With the condom. He's
yes,
like,
thank you. I
the
appreciate
condom.
The clarification there.
He's like,
I am not
it.
My Riverdale character.
Yes.
I think we need to separate
yes,
those two.
No,
things.
That's true. Yes.
Who the hot pervert to his credit is like very, very diligent about condom use.
Yes. Safe sex, which was a big exercise of flexing your acting muscles.
You would believe if you were to watch Riverdale that I use condoms. Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah. Then you meet me in person and
you
think,
barely winced when your character would have to handle one. it was really something to behold, having heard the stories.
Right. So you like, do you do that on the did you like kick the condom on on the show?
I stood up. I made, you know, I kind of had to maneuver my computer so Jimmy could see me kick the condom. You know, there are sacrifices we're making on Zoom. If we were in person, sure. He would have been able to just see me kick it, but I had to obviously set the computer down.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Kicked it. And then we had a nice discussion.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Wow.
Right.
Well, but that one sounds like, because it's kicked to shit, so then that also probably goes in the line
that
of garbage. So
we
haven't gotten a single gift that either one of us can can keep at this point.
Surprised he didn't eat that as well. But this is just like, this is a lack of control around a famous guest's gifts.
No, yeah.
Seems like the impulse is just to, like, rather than save it, just to
at least give it a taste.
Yeah, people were upset that you pretended to burn the gifts, but they're nothing even to burn. You're just eating kicking it to pieces.
Yeah, I felt very lucky that I had saved enough gifts to pretend to burn.
So who's your third most famous guest?
I'm not playing this game anymore.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk,
you have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. So anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, well, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your... friends house. So you're going and seeing your
friends. And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats?
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel. It's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a litter box.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who's a guest with a gift that we could get a piece of? And they better be the third most famous.
We could do tiers. We could do ranked tiers.
Mm-hmm. Tiers.
I'm already, I'm already, if I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm actually pissed because
I think I'm more famous than Emma Thompson.
I certainly think I'm more famous than Emma Thompson. Whether or not it's like true by some metric.
Jimmy Kimmel is second. He'll agree to this. Emma Thompson's an international star. I'm protecting myself here now. And I'm going to say Emma Thompson, take her to Australia. People know who Emma Thompson is. Take her to another country.
Yeah. Kimmel hosted the Oscars where they got the thing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sure viral.
The Twitterverse was ablaze.
And that's big viral, okay?
But she probably, I'm sure she's hosted the BAFTAs at some point. She's probably taken a bath. Something Bridger won't do.
I refuse. I think I've been very clear.
And she hosted, of course, the Bloke Show.
The Bloke Show, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Who could forget the Bloke Show?
The UK, the original of the format before we brought it over here.
And there was the big bloke mix-up that also went viral. Right.
Yeah, a lot of, yes. Okay, come on, Bridger, who's the third most famous guest. I'll go through him. Kevin, pull it up.
Yeah, we'll decide who your third most famous guest is.
I'm happy for you two to name.
You say what the gift is.
And I think it will be obvious.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. I'm not going to get my hands any dirtier.
Okay. And I want to get to the heart of like what Bridger's thinking of. Like, okay, well, I want to say that it's obviously this person, but
person will be mad. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get to the heart of this.
It's somebody who would be okay with hearing that Jimmy Kimmel is more famous than them. but not okay with hearing that, like, whatever, Kate McCucci's more famous than them or whatever the next friend of the show, by the way, but just someone who.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to just go back through them. Jamie Lee, John Milstein, Sidney Washington. Okay, thank you. John Early, Jen Spira, Scotty Landis. So far, we're at John Early. John Early's in
John
the
Early's,
lead.
Right.
Jay Jordan, Chris Estrada, well, Casey Carl Tart, Wilson, friends with me.
I'd friend say, of the show, right?
Yes, Amy not Mann. Listed in his credits here. Actually, one of Carl's credited as Comedy Bang Bang and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Not the show that he actually is the host of, that he does with us.
Yeah.
A show that he's sometimes
Carl
on.
Tart presents.
He asked
Comedy
me not
Bang
to put
Bang.
It. He actually he reached said, out after
it.
We
this
published.
This was recent, too. Is that right? Casey Wilson, Paul Scheer, Amy Mann. That whole chunk feels like they're in the conversation.
Yeah. Spread it out a little bit. You know? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking as I'm reading. You know, like, what is
it?
We don't have
it was a new year.
Here.
We had to kind of
Z-way
burst into the new year.
To be.
Yeah, she is getting very famous. I don't think she's at... Is Z-Way more famous than Amy Mann?
Some of these we've had.
I would say right internet now. Famous. More internet famous.
Okay. Maybe right now. Lizzie Cooperman.
Okay. Lacey Mosley, Lauren Adams, Chris Fairbanks.
Yasser.
Bashir. Yasser. Karen Kilgariff is maybe up there. Is that her second appearance? Or did were you like, that's her first?
First. Mm-hmm.
And so that was strategic, huh? You could have had that anytime you wanted.
And that was the trailer. Okay.
Okay. A lot of people that
I think we got to go back up to that.
Well, Richter. Top. Andy Richter. I think it might be Andy Richter.
Is
you think Andy
Richter?
Richter
currently more famous? I guess so.
Well, what
but
are
let's
we talking
keep going.
About
we're
fame
not,
here?
We're
I feel
not
like
done.
It's everything.
That's it. Everything.
That's it.
That's everything.
I think it's. I think number three is Richter.
Is that right?
If it's between Richter and the,
I think it was that chunk
the,
of
the man, Scheer Wilson corridor.
Yeah, and Karen Kilgariff, I guess.
Yeah. I think Andy Richter is the most famous of that group.
Yeah. That feels right.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we get into categories right. of fame with these folks.
Tiers. That's what
no,
I was
but
saying.
It's like it, people, you know, somebody would see him and know his name more often, I think, than any of the other people on that list.
What does the star meter say? You've always got to turn to the star meter.
But the star meter won't be accurate right now. What I'm saying is you put this guy in front of someone and you go, who is this? You could do it with Paul Scheer and they might go, ah, that guy's on Black Monday or like he's from the league, yeah. You know, but you do it with Andy Richter. They go, that's Andy Richter.
Right.
The same person.
But what person are we talking about here? Are we talking about my mom or, you know, your typical therapist?
Your mom talking sees about Paul your Scheer. Mom. Yeah, and your mom is like, that's Andre.
Yeah.
That's Andre from the league.
She goes,
dude.
Well, I know it ain't Ruxin.
A league freak.
And so, like, I don't even know why we're bringing your mom into the conversation. I don't know if she would recognize anyone else from the list unless they were on the league. And
she goes, okay, big Andre vibes. How come hot girls always drive Jettas, she says. And you go, oh, no, here she goes in the league again.
Here we go.
It's another.
Well, she did those recaps, and we all enjoyed those when she was doing them. But it got tiresome. Even as her son, I had to ask her to step back. The league fandom was, it got.
Better to have
it
someone,
served its purpose, but it ran right, its yes, course right. as well.
And better to have someone who's a fan of the show doing the recaps, I think, than someone who is just going to be like unnecessarily critical of every episode. You're just reading like you don't like the show,
right?
But
well, we're looking
Bridger's
for recaps,
Mom's,
not reviews.
Yes, thank you.
That's actually really helpful to hear.
What did Andy bring you?
He gave me a denim jacket.
Okay, whoa. Did it say anything on it?
Yes, it said Conan on it, so it was a free piece of swag, which he admitted on the
show. I have that.
Oh, here we go, Kevin.
Well, we don't show us that jacket right now, keep Kevin.
It. I donated it.
Oh, to Andy Richter?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we're kind of piecing it together.
Well, now I maybe want it back because then we could give it to Kevin again and we could kind of keep this going.
Yeah, maybe we just do this denim jacket circle.
The denim dance.
The denim dance.
Well, we need at least one other gift. That we need one more gift. So let's just go. So what did Paul Scheer, what did Andre
give you? I'm not done talking about like this story of this jacket because this stuff always happens with Andy Richter. He accumulates stuff. First of all, like, you know his show, The Three Questions.
Right.
Two of those were ours.
The first is, can I have that?
Can I give it away?
Yeah.
Will you not tell anyone that we did this? Those are the three questions. And
he's also always like, just going around the Earwolf studios, he's always doing like a little like, like he's cold. Like he's like shivering.
I'm so cold.
Cold puppy.
Like the little match girl.
Why am I just wearing this thin tee? It's like, I don't know, man. You dressed yourself. Did you not check the weather? He's like, oh, but the AC in here is cranking. And you go, I think I have like a denim Conan jacket in my car. If you need just so you'll like stop.
He's like in the engineer booth, just like his mouth like fogging on the glass. Like he's trying to warm himself on the podcast.
Question one is, can I have that? Question two is, come on, are you serious?
And question three is, yes.
And people get so vulnerable on that show.
Question three is, was that so hard?
Yeah, these questions.
But what I'd like to do is I'd like to find out what Scheer's gift was. And then also give us Casey Wilson's and Amy Mann's. And then let's divvy up these four gifts.
Okay.
And we'll just decide who should get what.
Right. Okay. Paul Scheer gave me like kitchen funnels. Some. I mean, he admitted kind of like third-rate funnels that he ordered.
Bad funnels.
But they work. Excellent funnels. Casey Wilson gave me...
And you're just funneling. Like...
I'm funneling nonstop. I mean, up until then, my kitchen floor was a mess. Just essentially ankle-deep of liquid. But I get these funnels.
You're just going... You're using straight cylinders before that.
Of course.
No, I mean, control.
Give me a paper towel roll. I'm trying to dump, you know, punch down that... but now I'm filling bottles nonstop.
Okay.
How
many funnels?
He gave me, I believe it was two. One, you know, standard size,
even
one small
that's a
size.
Lot.
I think I want
one of the different sizes. Okay,
right.
I think I want one of them because I'm soaked. My feet are soaked.
Your feet are, oh, you're currently kind of splashing around there?
Yeah. In punch.
I thought I heard some water, loose water. Yeah. Casey Fruit Wilson punch. Gave me a magnet, like a fridge magnet with Tony Danza on it, naked.
Naked, fully nude?
Fully naked.
Can I see any of these things?
I don't have any of them handy.
Okay.
Look, if you followed
We're
the
not
Instagram
doing video anyway for this one.
I mean,
Kevin has this weird system where he's like, "We're not doing video for this one." It's like, okay.
I didn't even ask.
Affect my performance at all. Also, when I said
I'm always bringing it on visually and audio wise, I'm always bringing my absolute best to the table. So it's like, you don't have to tell me.
And when I said on text today, look at what I'm doing. I say my idea is we could demand all the gifts that Bridger has ever been given on the show. And Kevin says, haha, that's what I was thinking.
I was literally writing it out and then Hayes sent it.
What
are the chances?
I was thinking.
I should have.
Kevin, I feel like you're trying to take a lot of credit today with the denim jacket.
That was
with
my
Hayes'
idea.
Idea.
Such a big coincidence. I have that jacket.
It was so wild that I was right. I should have screenshotted. That would have. I mean, it could have seemed like a lie, but I should have screenshotted me writing out.
I should have done fake screenshot to go with my fake lie I told.
Right, and you could have kept.
I didn't even send an idea. I didn't send an idea, but what I did is I just filed the way I went. Oh, Bridgerton. This will let me spring this on these guys. Okay, using that. That's going to be
using
really,
it very early.
Just almost immediately.
And then I can just sort of tap out.
It's a good idea to have one idea and then just blow it at the beginning.
I wouldn't call it an idea. I wouldn't say that it's an idea. It's to have one kind of thingy. You just do that. You just say it, and then you go, all right, you know. They don't have video, but what I'm doing, guys, is I'm sort of, I'm like, you know, cleaning my hands.
Yeah. Right.
Kevin, when this happens again, and it will, I think it's better just for like the show operating smoothly for you to say that's different than the idea I had, because I mean, that almost made me throw up that
that I almost, I had, think, like, yeah,
that we had the exact same idea. I don't believe it actually happened, to be honest,
but just the implication to see an idea from Hayes come through and I go, oh goody, we've got an idea for the show. Yes. And then to get your text and go, okay, so is it bad then?
Yeah.
Can we not
if it had
do
been
it?
Right before the show, I would have. Uh-huh.
Wasn't what I was thinking, but interesting.
I'd be
we'll
spiraling.
See how this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. If you could be a little skeptical of it like that, like, okay.
You're if you're like, right, I'm not sure I get it,
the, yeah.
Then that emoji. Actually becomes like, that okay, rocks. Then it must be actually pretty smart.
Haha, that's what I was thinking. It's getting out of hand that people keep giving him gifts. Just like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's not.
Bridger, do you ever have that happen with your producer where you're pitching ideas and then they're like, oh my God, I was a same wavelength.
And Kevin's trying to find out the name of your producer. He's trying to find out who it is. So he becomes friends with, I just, before you like get into it, you can talk about this, but
he's
no
gonna be
identifying
jamming with your producer.
Yeah, your yeah. producer, he, like they, whatever their email is.
They have he has formed a little band with all these other
the super producers.
Coming together to produce one great event.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really like very dangerous.
You can talk about if that happens with your producer, but
I mean, with my producer, I'll send an idea. I'll say, "What do you think?" And usually the response is, "Thought of it, not happening." So
wow. They thought of that already, that it's not going to happen now.
Right. There's not even there's not a discussion. I don't really get to discuss, so there's no back and forth.
It's just not happening.
Right.
Not happening.
Maybe for
that's a good idea.
Maybe there's like a production aspect of it that like something with the levels. Maybe they think the levels wouldn't work for that idea.
These levels will stink.
A lot of my ideas are like, what if I screamed this?
Yeah.
What if I whispered this? Mm-hmm. A lot of things to do with the volume of just modulating the.
What if the mic was over here and I'm
right.
over here?
Right.
So I could see it that on that level, it would be, especially in the pandemic. That's just too hard for.
Yeah. When you're not doing it in studio.
Yeah.
Things get a little trickier with the audio and Zoom, this kind of thing.
Zoom. I'm so zoomed out, right? Everything is
on
Zoom.
We've got the Zoom fatigue.
We do. I started out, I had the Zoomies, but now it's like more like ZZZZZZoom.
Because
of them falling asleep on this thing.
You don't keep these in like one place where like, here are all my gifts?
I probably should.
You definitely
they're just
should.
Kind of scattered throughout my house, which can be stressful when I actually need to find one.
Wow.
But you know,
when you need to find the nude Tony Danza magnet. And now I'm stressed because I don't know where it is.
I'm screaming at my boyfriend. I'm calling my mom just to yell at her.
Casey's going to be here any minute.
She needs to see the magnet.
It needs to be displayed.
She comes over and you're like, see, remember that we love this.
Do you want anything to drink? Oh my gosh, look what's on the refrigerator.
Do you remember this? Is he facing towards me
fully
or
towards.
Away from me?
Fully towards.
Or profile? Fully towards.
Not profile, yeah. Fully towards. It's, okay. I think must have been taken in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, was he a boxer? Is that something that happened with Tony Danza? It looks like it was taken in a gym locker room.
Wow.
Okay.
This is a secret? Like, did he know it was being taken?
That's a good question. I have to imagine.
You can't tell from the magnet.
You know, this is was not taken carefully with a cell phone. You know, this was probably one of the. There was probably a flash involved.
The camera was probably pretty big. Hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna ask about what did Carl get you?
Carl got me every season of Martin on DVD. Sometimes
all of them
bring things that I can, you know. That are just gifts that are like that you can genuinely use.
Yeah.
And Carl was one of those where now I just have Martin on DVD.
This. Mm-hmm.
Well, Amy Mann, what was that?
She gave me, this is actually something I can show you. She gave me an African mask that she was collecting these masks in the 80s.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm happy to show you. I'm also happy not to show you. It's really up to you two.
I want the funnels.
Okay, you want the funnels. Okay.
Yeah, I want the funnels.
Okay, but then what happens to me? I just go back to my old life? Or...
One funnel each. Let's split them up.
Okay, you get... do you want the small or the large?
Probably just the small one.
Okay. I think that's very reasonable.
I think the large one's going to be too big.
You don't have that much to funnel.
Well, I just am going to be... I've never worked with one, so I feel like I'm going to be out of my depth immediately, just like swinging it around. It'll be comical, you know, the way I'd be putting the funnel through the window, and then it's not good. Just the small one now, and then when I get used to it, yeah, then maybe I could borrow the big one.
I appreciate that. Sure. Hayes, is there something you want, or...
I could actually really use the Conan jacket. I have booked myself a tour of Eastern European countries where I'm pretending to be Conan, basically. I can say it on this show because they're like not gonna listen, but I have like Kevin email them and be like, Conan O'Brien would love to do some shows in your area. And so I'm booking like people's houses and like the town square and a lot of these places, and I think that jacket would go over amazing. I think it's what they would kind of assume that he would wear. It's like feels like
right
cool American jacket, stuff like that.
Now we're this tour, we're talking like the talk show Conan, or are you doing the Conan O'Brien Can't Stop?
I am doing the Conan O'Brien Can't Stop.
Okay.
I am playing the sound check myself on guitar. We are settling in to some acoustic flavors in the second, third of every show. I'm doing the beard, the whole
thing. You documenting it?
Yes, I will be documenting. I'm getting my friend, to film me.
I'm doing drone footage.
Kevin's doing drone footage.
My issue, though, is sometimes I can't find him, so the first, like, 15 minutes of the show is just kind of, like, surveying the area, and then finally...
Kevin has also been throwing this drone.
Like a shot, like a javelin.
Yes. Yeah, it's not... That's another... Even the way he throws it, I would sort of expect it would go, like, straight up. It would be, like, the right way to throw a drone, if you're trying to get drone footage, but Kevin throws it like sort of up, but mostly like very far off into the distance.
Like frustrated with a kite type throw.
Yeah. And so he has to like,
I go, forget it.
Yeah. It doesn't go that far, but it's just like, just throw it straight in the air. So then it's falling near you.
Right. No, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Bye.
Appreciate you guys.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss hipster hotels, the boys catch up with Matt Apodaca, and the flagrant ones talk to Tim Baltz. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.